duking it out with you live in studio. Now joining us live over the phone is Coach Cody Hartung, AD at Kemmer Junior Senior High School. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing good. How are you?
We're doing good, Coach. We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning and talking Rangers and Lady Rangers. If you wouldn't mind, we will start with the hardwood. Would that be all right?
You bet. Yeah. So our girls and boys basketball is, you know, they're up and at it, preparing for their first games at the Bridge Valley Classic there in Mountain View and Lyman.
So as we look at what the teams did last year, as far as wins and losses, obviously it was a bit of a struggle last year, but the boys pulling off an upset and qualifying for state, which is always a really cool moment when your team can do that. And what kind of things do they have to build on as they come back from that?
You know, I think that just, as far as confidence, there's a huge confidence builder for our boys. And our coaches did a great job carrying that through some of the off-season work that they did. They continued to see success. It showed them that they can do it, and they come back with a hunger for that. Now they know what it looks like. They know what that goal is, and I know talking to Coach Groslick, he's excited. There's a lot of energy there. The boys are ready to come out this season and have a great season.
You know, I remember listening to the region tournament on the Spur on the radio, and that the game that qualified them for state, two or three overtimes, I can't remember, but a buzzer beater in some overtime, and just the drama to have, you know, a four-win season turn into a state tournament bid, I think is pretty impressive and pretty amazing, I'm intrigued to see what they're able to do to build on that this year.
You know, it'll be a lot of fun. You know, you're right. I mean, the details of that, I don't know that I could tell you specifically, but I know after those games, talking to Coach Groslick, there was a lot of energy, I think that carried over into their off-season preparation. And like you said, I'm excited to see what that's going to turn into this season.
Now, of course, when you have one side that qualifies for the state tournament and then the other side doesn't, the Lady Rangers, of course, anxious to get back to the state tournament after winning six games last year. What's been your impression so far of the Lady Rangers?
Well, they're going to work. Coach Fagnett's, in talking with him preseason, his goal is to improve his team, and he's going to do that through, raising the intensity level, raising the expectations. We have a good group of girls working there, they've been committed to open gyms, work through the off season, and they're just working to get better. So, we're looking for them to continue to improve, and we're looking for a state tournament.
Cody Hartung, AD at Kemmer Junior Senior High School, joining us live this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, let's head to the wrestling room. That's your stomping grounds. And as an assistant coach still on the staff this year, you look at last year's wrestling team, and you guys had some wrestlers. Some are coming back, some are not. You know, you graduate a couple D1 type guys from your wrestling room. So what does that do culturally? What kind of impact, when you talk about the wrestlers you had last year that have now moved on to the D1 level, what kind of impact do they have on the program still today moving forward?
You know, having that quality of athlete, and not just athlete, but they were quality kids in and out of the classroom, and it raised the level of attention for wrestling in Kemmer. And not just at the high school level. Kids want to be part of it, but we're talking about at the middle school, at the Pee Wee levels. We had a higher number of kids out for all of those than we have had in the past 11 years I've been here. So it really was a great thing. They did, they did a lot for Kemmer wrestling.
Yeah, we're talking about, of course, Donnie Prophet, Hayden Walker, wrestling for the Cowboys this next season, and you do have the cupboard is not bare, I guess is what I'm saying. Dawson Schramm coming back. Dawson, of course, making another run at it.
Yeah, we'll come back with Dawson Schramm, two seniors. Dawson Schramm, he's a three-timer, three-time state champ, coming back looking to get that fourth state championship. We got another senior, a returning state champ, Coulter Julian, and we got a lot of younger kids coming into the program that, you know, they've had some wrestling experience. You know, they've done some good things through their middle school and their off-season wrestling, you know, through USA, and looking forward to, you know, just a lot of improvement there, and it'll be a fun season.
Of course, again, talking with Cody Hartung with Kemmer Wrestling. Coach, when you look at the Kemmer schedule, what do they have wrestling-wise? What do they have coming up? How does their season open?
Well, we'll start with that opening weekend in Evanston at the Evanston Invitational. That's been a great tournament to start the season off with. We see a lot of competition out of Utah and, you know, a lot of the bigger schools here, the 4A's in our southwest region. And so that'll be a good one, a good test for our kids coming out. We're at home on the 20th for our home Imoni Invitational. And so that'll be a good one. It's always great to have home events and to have our home crowd able to see our kids wrestle.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Anything else on winter sports you wanted to mention this morning that we haven't had a chance to ask you about?
You bet. Boys swimming just started here on the 2nd. They're working hard, hitting it 2 days. We've got Coach Imoni and Coach Gray working hard, prepping these boys for their first events. They'll start in Big Piney and then in Rollins. We've got, I believe, 14 kids out for our boys swimming, which is outstanding. We've got a couple kids that we're looking forward to doing some great things. Ben Wergen, Braden Dearden, and then there's some others in there that I think will definitely battle, and we'll look forward to some great performances coming into the season.
I'm sure you're looking forward to having your own pool to swim in as well, right?
You bet, yeah. Yeah, they put on some miles last year, and they're looking forward to definitely being able to practice at home.
That's Coach Cody Hartung, Activities Director at Kemmer Junior Senior High School. Coach, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.